It's 6 minutes after 8 o'clock and a very good morning. My name is Jim Thorne and today is Friday. And you know what that means. That means it's time for That's What's Happening's Blues and Arts Hour. It's a program where we feature some of Mississippi's finest singers, songwriters, musicians, and artists. And the program is made possible each week by Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Mississippi, your partner on the road to wellness. Thanks to the Rooster's Restaurant in 400. Well, today in the studio, our good friend Frazier Riddell. He is the owner of Small Town Music in Canton. Terrific singer, songwriter, musician, and producer. And Frazier, I think it was 7 years ago that you first came on the show for a Christmas program. Is that right? Does my memory serve me correct? Or was it 6 years?
I don't know.
Yeah.
And I hope it's seven because that's a good number.
It's a good number.
It's a lucky number. Yeah.
Well, welcome back. Appreciate you coming in.
It's great to be here.
A little background on this, and I've mentioned this before, but you came in and did a show with Marshall Ramsey that I was producing several years ago.
Yes.
And
was that me and Shane, maybe?
I can't remember. That was about 9 years ago, I guess.
Yeah, I think that was in the Shane and Frazier era.
But I had gone up to, and then came to WIAB, and I went up to Canton and visited you in the store, Small Town Music. You gave me a Christmas CD. I said, man, you got to be on the show. So there you go.
I do know the first Christmas CD was 2009.
Okay.
That's when I had started doing a few Christmas tunes. Mm-hmm. And even though I'd only released two of them, you know, out into the digital realm until this year.
Well, we're going to hear some of this, and it's outstanding, the Christmas CD, mixture of different styles of music, enjoyable, and you have a good Thanksgiving. We just came out with Thanksgiving.
Oh, man. Thanksgiving, I always look forward to, and we did do it this year. Susan cooks a turkey, and I just love that because I'm the one that gets to carve it, and I get to pick on it, and so I get to eat a little bit early.
You got to test it out, right?
Right. And she does stuffing, you know, the northern style stuffing. So, yeah, we had a great one with tons of food, a gathering at my mom's house with family and friends.
That's
what it's about. The weather was good outside with the little tots running around, you know, and it was
doesn't get better, does it?
No, it does not.
Let's do this. Let's play a tune from your Christmas CD, and we'll come back and chat some more, all right?
Okay.
Frazier Riddell, our very special guest on the Blues in Arts Hour here on 103.9 WYAB. That's Frazier Riddell and Angels We've Heard on High. And Frazier, you do all the instrumentation there too, right?
I did on that one, yes.
And that you use is that a lute, a recorder?
It's a recorder. Okay. It's a recorder, and I mean, just, you know, nothing fancy. Mm-hmm. It's not like a high dollar wood recorder. And I've always dabbled with all instruments. It's like, I remember years ago on the recorder learning that little riff in R.O.C.K. in the U.S.A. by, you know, Cougar Mellencamp.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah. That song's got that little recorder thing in it. And it's also got this song has got auto harp in it.
Yeah, yeah.
Which may be the only song I've ever used it in, but I just used one chord. Mm-hmm. And my auto harp was a little off of standard pitch. So when I did it, I just slowed down the speed on my little machine.
Speed control.
Yeah. Yeah. And then used put that chord in there.
Is this available, this music? Did
you say? This song here is, as a single, is on iTunes.
Good deal.
And you can find that from my website. It's not easy. I'm going to be revamping, I think, for 2020. My homepage is going to be a little more, you know, is going to be easier to navigate.
Well, I like it the way, smalltownmusic.com.
And yeah.
People hadn't checked that out. It's a fun site, so check that out, all right?
I'm just going to make that homepage, try to make it a little easier to go to the main place to see inventory, the best place to see inventory.
Okay.
And the best place to see music and make it more obvious.
Okay.
But yeah, that tune is available. I just finished a Christmas EP, which has got that song on it and four others.
Neat.
So that one's available at cdbaby.com, but has not made it. They have been slower than usual because I got it in a few weeks back, and it has still not made it into the digital realm at this point.
Well, keep looking for it. We'll keep an eye on it, too. All right, our time now is 15 minutes after 8. I'm Jim Thorne. You're listening to the Blues and Arts Hour on 103.9 WYAB. Frazier Riddell in studio. And the show is made possible each week by Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Mississippi. It's good to be blue. Thanks, too, to Rooster's Restaurant in Fondren. 19 minutes after 8. Good morning. Jim Thorne here on the Blues and Arts Hour. Our very special guest from Canton, Mississippi. It's Frazier Riddell, owner of Small Town Music. How's Small Town Music going, Frazier?
Small Town Music is rolling along well. Mm-hmm. Open Friday and Saturday still.
Yeah.
That's since 2015. And it's possible that we could be going to appointment only. So
yeah.
I'll just give people a fair warning on that. I thought it might be in 2020, but I haven't decided yet. So it may be sometime in 2020. I just don't know. But we're still available. The inventory is online.
Right. Yeah.
And I'm still doing a few lessons. You know, we just, at Small Town Music, is kind of like a jack of all trades, you know, king of none. We
Well, I mean, a lot of people are doing that.
Yeah, do a little bit of everything, yeah. Yes.
But you've got things on there online in your inventory. It's just not just instruments. I mean, you've got things like albums. You've got other really kind of cool pieces that people can latch on to that they might be looking for.
Yeah, you can find some of the records online. I've started putting mine on a Reverb site that for records. Reverb is a new site for music. So Reverb is kind of an eBay, but just music.
Mm-hmm.
So I have decreased in 2019. My eBay sales decreased and my Reverb sales have ramped up, and that's on purpose. And but in Canton, we don't really have many records in my store.
Right, okay.
But we do have several records at a little booth that my wife, Susan, and I have sort of together on the square in Canton. So, and every once in a while, if it's a day that I'm open, somebody that buys a record up there will stop by the shop just to check out the place.
And speaking of the square in Canton, what a cool setting for Christmas, right?
It's beautiful.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just wonderful. I mean, kids, if you got young ones, you know, kids or grandkids or whatever, it's just an awesome place to. It's just beautiful.
I mean, we've gone up there at nighttime during the Christmas season, and if you want to check out the essence of a Southern Christmas, I think this is the max.
Yeah, and on Fridays and Saturdays, I have a little parade.
Okay.
And they do, it's almost like a little, you know, mini Disney parade with lots of Christmas characters And so they do that a few times. I think it's just on Fridays and Saturdays. Yeah. You could call tourism about that in Canton.
Mm-hmm. Well, very good. And you've been an integral part of that for a long time, and your shop, your store is not that far from the square. So
right. We're right by the railroad tracks. I'm kind of the caretaker of the old cotton gin.
Uh-huh.
And part of that is small town music.
At one time, you were gonna sell the old cotton gin, right?
Well, it is for sale.
Still,
it is for sale.
All right. Hey, let's do another tune. What do we have queued up? You remember?
Fa la 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 la.
Let's enjoy it.
Not that one.
No. All right. This is Fraser Adele. Some Christmas music for you on the Blues and Arts Hour.
Deck the halls with boughs of holly. Fa la 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 la. 'Tis the season to be jolly. Fa la 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 la. Don we now our gay apparel. Fa la la. Fa la 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 la. Throw the ancient Yuletide carol. Fa la 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 la. See the blazing Yule before us. Fa la 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 la. Strike the harp and join the chorus. Fa la 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 la. Follow me in merry measure. Fa la la fa la 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 la. While I tell love Yuletide treasure. Fa la 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 la. Passes. Fa la 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 la. Hail the new year, lads and lasses. Fa la 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 la. Sing the joyous all together. Fa la la fa la 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 la. Of the wind and weather. La 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 la.
There we go. Okay. Yeah, Fraser Adele on the Blues and Arts Hour and some great Christmas music. Mm-hmm. Fraser, you were talking about, off the air, we were talking about the church. You're still involved with your church.
I am Sacred Heart Catholic Church in Canton.
Mm-hmm.
You know, come visit if you'd like to. It's I've been kind of heading up the choir there for 3 years or so,
mm-hmm.
and I'd been very involved anyways.
Yeah,
but more on a like you know just on Sundays I was involved when someone else was doing the music, and when they semi-retired and moved down south, I was sort of a natural fit to slide in there into the official position, and it's been wonderful.
You know, and I'm glad you mentioned that because, you know, when we get caught up in the business and all the things that we've got to do, you know, that dimension, that giving back, so to speak, really, really, you know, is a great asset.
Oh, it is. And I mean, I personally think it's, I know a lot of people drift away, but so many people that do drift away come back. But I've stayed, maybe not as fully into it as I should have, but God is since my early 20s, has been a very important part of my life. I can't see life without faith. I mean, you're either going to have, you got faith no matter what it's in.
That's true.
So somebody that says they don't believe in God, they're just having faith that there's not a God.
Yeah.
I mean, it's because you can't prove there's not a God.
That's right.
So what are you going to have faith in? I choose to have faith in our legacy and our history, which even with different denominations, like, you know, your church is different than my church, is different than the one I grew up in, but they all have a unified history, mm-hmm. you know, that goes back to Judaism and just way back.
Yeah.
So it's not just something made up.
Right.
And it's beyond man when it's lived the right way.
And you know what's it's irritating to me, but at the same time, it's one of those things where we as Christians who are involved in the celebration of Christmas really need to keep the focus on Christ, because the secular world and so many influences say Christmas without Christ. Are you kidding me? You know.
Yeah, it's. I mean, I remember as a kid, it was more about presents than it
yeah,
was.
Yeah, well, sure. Yeah, when you're a kid,
you
yeah.
know. But that's it's still it's something. It's a launching pad to give foundation.
Right.
You know, I work with kids at my church. Boy, another joy with the singing. I've been singing with the little ones. Mm-hmm. So there's about a dozen of them, and every once in a while we'll sing, you know, a new song that we've been working on at Sunday school and. But yeah, keeping Christ in Christmas, it seems, I guess, I don't think about it that much, but it's in the world, it comes down to, you know, the dollar.
Yeah, unfortunately.
There's always that struggle. I mean, churches have that struggle, too. Yeah. I mean, a church, they got to keep lights on, right?
Yeah, but that's not the focus, you know.
No, it's not exactly. It's you know, wealth and, you know, money in and of itself is not evil. It's whether it's worshiped or not.
That's right. Frazier Riddell, our guest in studio. We're going to take a break for our CBS News report. You're listening to the Blues and Arts Hour on 103.9 WYAB. I'm Jim Thorne, and the program is made possible each week by Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Mississippi. It's good to be blue, thanks to Rooster's Restaurant in Fondren. Don't go away. We'll be right back. It's 25 minutes until 9. Good morning. I'm Jim Thorne. You're listening to the Blues and Arts Hour. And the program is made possible each week by Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Mississippi. It's good to be blue. Also, thanks to Rooster's Restaurant in Fondren. And our very special guest in studio, Frazier Riddell from Canton, Mississippi. Kind of a tradition that we've had Frazier on for the last several years, a Christmas program. And Frazier, do you have any, you and your family have any family Christian Christmas traditions that you normally do?
Well, there's a new one that I've taken up. I was mentioning earlier to you before we started the program, I've taken over my mom's cheese straw recipe.
Yeah, that sounds great.
So just email me at frazier@smalltownmusic.com if you'd like to know the recipe. I haven't put it on YouTube and, you know, showed. I was thinking last night I was making a few batches.
Yeah,
I was
like, yeah.
Should I film this and put it on YouTube? But Mom used to make these cheese straws that were just notorious.
Yeah.
And I've got a press with the same cutout that does the same shape that she used, you know, because there's different kinds. Like a lot of companies do the ones that are kind of like the round, a little bit thicker. These are like a wafer.
Oh, okay.
The way that they're done. And you try to get the right amount of cayenne in them.
You know, we were talking one day at church about some of the older ladies were gathering around and talking about how you can do a recipe exactly the way your mom or your grandmom did, but it just doesn't taste right. And, you know, our pastor immediately said it's in the hands. It's that love that goes into the making of that food.
I think it's very true. It's that, and also just getting comfortable with it.
Yeah.
I mean, I've been doing this now for, I think it's about 4 or 5 years. And it feels like each year it's gotten better, and I've gotten a more of a feel for what I'm doing. And it just turns it kind of like when I play guitar and sing an original song.
Yeah.
When it's one that I really feel good about and I've worked on and I know it really well, it just flows, and I'm not thinking about my hands, not thinking about what I'm singing. And cooking's the same way. And this year, I just noticed as I've started making them this year, it feels the same way.
Okay.
It's like you're feeling it. You know, the timer goes off, you pull them out of the oven, you just kind of look, smell, maybe touch the top of one of them, and you just got a feel for whether it needs more time.
Yeah, right.
Or
yeah,
not. Yeah. And and you know the texture that the dough needs to be before you. Anyways, we don't need to get into all that, do we?
I'm waiting for the YouTube video. Hey, Frazier, you know, we were talking off the air. These shows that we've done in the past, you've got them archived, don't you?
I do. On my website at the music page, I have a music site that links to my projects and stuff. And also there's a link to CD Baby and to iTunes, my overall page at iTunes that shows everything. And down at the bottom, well, at the top, there's actually a link that says live radio shows.
Yeah.
And it would take you to the bottom of that page. And then I've got them archived. And I think there's probably a dozen on there.
Yeah, well, you've been a regular and been with us for several years, so we appreciate that. It's kind of always a fun highlight program when you come into the studio. So
well, we mostly do live music. Now, today we're not. Yeah. We're doing playback. But I really like going back and listening to the live sometimes. And it's just, there's something about it. You know, there's an energy involved with knowing that people are listening. So people, I hope we're not boring you too much right now.
No, not at all. Smalltownmusic.com. Check out the archives and everything else that's on the website there from Frazier Riddell.
Years of radio shows.
That's right. That's right. Let's do some more music. I think the, there we go. Here we go. Christmas music from Frazier. Having a little difficulty there, a little technical difficulty. Let's move on to another one. Can we do that? Here we go.
It's you're the driver.
Here we go.
Merry Christmas. Where should I start? I don't have much to say, but I'll say it from the heart. Merry Christmas, baby. Yes, I love you. Food on the table, bottles of chill, friends coming over, celebrate the passing of another year. It's Merry Christmas and Happy New Year's. P.S. I love you. Yes, I do. I try to be clever, try to bring you a smile. Just to hang out for a while and see for left from the heart. Merry Christmas, baby. And P.S. I love you. Yes, I do.
Merry Christmas, baby.
And P.S. I love you.
Very nice. All right. Frazier Riddell, that's great, man.
Thanks, Jim.
That's awesome.
Can you hear the key clicking on the end on the saxophone?
No, I couldn't hear that.
When I listen, I just hear all the little things. But playing a saxophone, you know, I learned music on a piano by siblings teaching me like Heart and Soul and a couple other. And that was all by ear. Then when I played saxophone in like junior high or just before junior high, I used the ear and then learned to read music.
Yeah.
But it's like riding a bike. It's just like second nature to me playing. And I especially love playing tenor saxophone.
And you've been doing that for a while, and you played with some other groups too. And
I have. Yeah. I played with one of the funnest bands I ever played with was Risque Rae and the Swing Set. I think some of that music is still out there floating around, but. Oh boy, what a blast that was in that period of time. And I have some friends now. My first cousin on my daddy's side, I got to say that. Her husband has got a band with a bunch of friends from high school days in the Sturgis area, Sturgis, Mississippi. And I play with them a good bit.
Very good. Well, we're going to take a break and come back for our final segment, conversation with Frazier Riddell, and also some more Christmas music. I'm Jim Thorne. You're listening to the Blues and Arts Hour. And thanks to Blue Cross Blue Shield of Mississippi, It's Good to Be Blue. Also, Rooster's Restaurant in Fondren. The time now is 15 minutes until 9 o'clock. All right, it's 10 minutes away from 9 o'clock. Jim Thorne here on the Blues and Arts Hour. And our very special guest, Frazier Riddell, kind of a Christmas music special that we do each year at this time. And Frazier, we were talking about Christmas songs, Christmas artists, some of your favorites. Who would you point out?
Well, just looking, I love Christmas tunes and the famous ones, and just to sing carols and stuff. And as far as artists that have done them, boy, there's so many. But on a local level, in Canton, there's a young lady named Caroline Herring who's done she's still in music, and but in her college days, she was in a group called the Sincere Ramblers from Oxford, Mississippi. I think you can still find that project online. They did a bluegrass Christmas album that's just been one of my favorites of all times, and it was from years back, Harry Connick Jr. I don't even know what year it was, but he did a Christmas album that would also be way high and one of my favorite artist Christmas albums.
There's so many good ones. You know, of course, you think of Bing Crosby, Nat King Cole, Andy Williams, and Frazier. If you listen to some of these songs from back then, they didn't have the technology that we have today. And boy, you talk about some singing. They were incredible. You think about it, you know?
Well, you know, necessity is what creates things sometimes. And back then, just like with the Beatles in the early days, but with that music, so often they had to work everything up.
That's right. Yeah.
And so what nowadays may be done in different times, multi-tracking, back then the necessity was to get it all worked up to do it live.
Mm-hmm. Just set up a microphone basically in the room and just knock it out. Right?
Yeah, and just so many talented people were involved.
Right. Mm-hmm.
To think, you know, because so like, you know, you have this Andy Williams thing, but there was like, you know, 40 talented musicians and singers and people involved in creating this thing. Mm-hmm. And that energy is hard to match.
How about a movie or TV show? What, any favorite Christmas movie or TV shows?
Well, we saw What a Wonderful World, at least part of it, over Thanksgiving. So yeah. We'll pass on. I think I'll pass on that one for Christmas. So I've always liked, what is it, the Christmas Story, you know, with the little Ralphie, the little kid Ralphie, and the lamp in the window that's the leg.
Yeah.
And the come on, you got, you're kidding.
No, I can't remember. I don't know.
The Christmas Story.
Yeah. All right.
Somebody will have it on 24 hours a day yeah. as Christmas comes up.
I'm sure. And, of course, you know, everybody's favorite, I think, is Charlie Brown Christmas. That was great.
I mean, I know it, and I love it. I just haven't watched it in a long time. Maybe I'll watch that one this year.
Yeah, the story behind that, the producers or directors or whatever, the TV network, they were very hesitant to even air it because they didn't know how it would go. And it was such a huge hit. And, of course, that's one of the very few network programs that really have the Christmas message in there towards the end. Mm-hmm. You know, Linus comes out on stage and gives the quotes the scripture. And I think that's really what endears it to so many people.
Yeah, and that's it's interesting that far back it was something they were concerned about.
Yeah. What about Christmas gifts? Any recommendations for somebody, or maybe you can ponder, you know, go back in your mind and some of the outstanding gifts you received as a kid or that you really, really prized?
Well, I do remember my first BB gun.
Yeah.
I remember a year with some G.I. Joes, the big full-size ones.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
As far as things I got as a kid. And, you know, Christmas gifts for other people. You know, there's some that you get some things that just kind of slide away and you don't hold on to them. And every once in a while, you got somebody that'll give you one that's, you know, a mug or a little pocket knife or something that you actually hang on to mm-hmm. and remember.
Right.
I think that's a good challenge, you know. And anything homemade, I think, is great. Like, I enjoy doing the cheese straws to give them to people because sure. you're giving them something personal. But, It's a challenge, but if you can think of things that people will actually use,
mm-hmm.
my wife and I talked about this year. We're going to try to give less things that are just something that you'll open and then, you know, maybe not use or see again.
Right.
What's the point in that?
You know, another thing, too, and I think we talked about this last year, Frazier, is there are a lot of people out there that it's a tough time of year for them. Maybe the memory of a loved one that they're no longer with them and that sort of thing. So I think we all need to be sensitive to that.
Oh, I totally agree because, I mean, in my life, I've got two recent ones.
Yeah.
You know, one just a friend, one a friend from church, both that have lost spouses.
Mm-hmm.
And you know that's the holidays is one of the toughest times for them. So pray for them.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Pray for them. If I say anything for the season, give a gift to somebody. Pray for them also.
Yeah.
I mean, prayer, as I've gotten older in my faith, I really am trying to think about praying more. I think it's a very important thing that can easily just skip our minds and us not do enough.
I've been reminding our listeners during the weekday programs to try to cut back on the stress by reducing those things that we feel obligated to do for everyone this time of year. And it can be overwhelming for a lot of folks.
Yeah, I agree with that too. And I have one. I felt a little guilty last night for not being involved in something with a parade. But I just had to go, no, this time it's, I don't need that stress right now in my life.
Yeah. And I think it's, you know, you make that list and you kind of whittle it down to some things that are manageable. Breathe deep, enjoy the season, because it's a lot of things that we can enjoy right around now.
Oh, it is. And we've had some really beautiful times. I know today when I got here, we had that little storm passing yeah. through and that rain. But we've had the last few weeks some really nice, wonderful feeling weather, and that helps.
Yeah. Well, Frazier, our time is about gone. Thanks so much for coming in.
Thank you, Jim.
This is either our sixth or seventh year. We can't remember. But we need to do it at least six or seven more and maybe further.
Yeah,
on,
I thought it was more. I thought we started back in the 40s. We didn't. It wasn't the 40s.
Hey, listen, set this song up. We're about to hear the Punk Christmas. Is that the name of it?
Yeah, it's Blue Punk Christmas.
Blue Punk Christmas.
And this will all in history go down as, to date, it's my favorite, funnest song that I ever recorded. And my wife, I know, still remembers because she was downstairs at the shop and I was upstairs cutting some of these tracks, singing through a bullhorn, playing this blue, I call it the blue man guitar. It's a cheap old blue guitar, open tuning slide, just screaming loud. And she just had to be going, what in the world is going on up there? Well, this was going on.
This was it. Hey, Frazier, thanks for coming in.
Merry Christmas, Jim.
Absolutely.
To you and yours. You and yours. All you out there, a very, very Merry Christmas. Keep rising, Christmas.
All right, the Blues and Arts Hour made possible each week by Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Mississippi. It's good to be blue. Thanks, too, to Rooster's Restaurant in Fondren. I'm Jim Thorne. Until next time, God bless.